A 19-year-old Hartford Union High School student is jailed following a threat posted on social media about plans to attack the school today. The student was arrested yesterday in the Kettle Moraine Forest by officers from the Sheboygan County Sheriff's Office who say he was armed. The school dismissed students early yesterday because of the threat, and the suspect was not in class. Classes will be held as normal today. A 20-year-old Milwaukee man who faces a laundry list of charges for allegedly stealing a car, fleeing police, and possession of drugs is scheduled to appear today in Washington County Court. According to the criminal complaint, Jonathan E. Jasper stole a car from the Germantown Mobile on November 9th when the driver went inside to make a purchase. On November 11th, the caller reported Jasper in the stolen vehicle, apparently attempting to sell drugs at the Main Street Mart in Jackson. When police arrived, he fled the scene in a brief pursuit, reached speeds of up to 95 miles an hour. The officer broke off the pursuit. Not long after, a crash was reported at the intersection of Western Road and Country Air Drive. Jasper had fled the car, but was eventually spotted on the roof of a garden shed and taken into custody. Police say they found a backpack in his possession with a ledger, drug packaging, and a variety of drugs. Jasper faces 6 felony charges as well as a handful of traffic charges. The 24-year-old Theresa man who was ejected from his vehicle during a 2-vehicle accident in front of the Menards in Fond du Lac has been released from Anina Hospital. Travis Dennison was treated at Theda Clark Medical Center and released. Police say a preliminary investigation found Dennison may have failed to yield to 18-year-old Jordan Winkleman of Fond du Lac, who was taken to St. Agnes Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has scheduled a public involvement meeting to discuss proposed bridge maintenance improvements along I-41 from County Q to 33 in Washington County for later today. Meeting will take place at Cabela's from 5 to 7. The proposed project would provide preventative maintenance work on 16 bridges and 5 box culverts along and over I-41. Improvements will include deck overlays, deck replacements, and painting along that stretch. The meeting will be an open house format. Construction is anticipated for 2022 to 2023.